Another issue. For most of 2003, the actual number of U.S. troops in the Iraqi theater, which includes support units in Kuwait, was about 150,000. Many military analysts believe the number too small. This difference of opinion is more than a numbers game. If there are too few U.S. troops to secure convoy routes or to spot snipers, then U.S. military personnel are killed and wounded by Iraqi bombs, landmines, and bullets. It's worth recalling that Secretary of Defense Les Aspin was driven from office in 1993 because, it was charged, he had not provided U.S. troops in Somalia with what they needed to protect themselves, and 17 U.S. soldiers were killed. In the months of the Iraqi occupation, hundreds of U.S. military personnel have been killed, and many others wounded, in part because there were not enough U.S. military assets to spot snipers and landmines. There are additional costs of getting the occupation force estimate wrong. Producing the 150,000 U.S. forces in the Iraqi theater has badly stretched the army. National Guard and Reserve personnel have been mobilized for extended service, disrupting the lives of tens of thousands who counted on their civilian salaries to pay mortgages and other family expenses. The irony is that during the 2000 presidential campaign, the Bush team charged that peacekeeping missions had overstretched the U.S. Army. They noted that battalions that had been engaged in peacekeeping were not passing inspections because they had not been able to keep up with training proficiency and testing. By those measures, the Bush administration has now far more badly damaged the United States Army. The condition of the Army is of concern because, unlike Iraq, which showed no signs of attacking us, North Korea regularly threatens us with war. If that were to happen, with the Army tied down in Iraq and our reserves stretched, the outcome might not be favorable.